3 days after Egyptians toppled Hosni Mubarak, unrest is spreading across the region. Protesters are on the streets in Yemen, Bahrain, Iran, and Algeria, where the government today announced it would end its nearly 20-year state of emergency in response to demonstrators. Back in Egypt, human rights activists want the military to end the nearly 30-year-old state of emergency, and they want help in finding missing people. Heba Morayef is with Human Rights Watch in Egypt. And Heba, of the hundreds of people you believe were detained during the protests, how many do you think are still missing?
It's been very difficult to confirm the total number. Together with some Egyptian human rights activists, we have a list of around 80 at this point, but we're also still trying to verify whether some of them may have been released, because our sense is that the majority of this group are in fact being detained by the military. And we believe this is the case because the military detaining people incommunicado, so they can't contact their families, they have no access to a lawyer, no communication whatsoever to the outside world.
Let's be clear, because we heard conflicting reports in the last couple of weeks as to who was detaining people. So was it the dreaded paramilitary police, or was it the army, which is made up of drafted Egyptians? As we saw, they seem to side with the people as the weeks went on, and it is that military that's now running the country.
There were two phases on the streets. Up until January 28th and for half of January 29th, it was the Ministry of Interior that was on the streets, and so the detentions were being conducted by central security forces, by state security investigations in the cases of some of the political detainees. When the Ministry of Interior forces withdrew from the streets, it was the military that was deployed, and the military police is the branch of the military that is authorized to arrest and detain people, and they are the ones who've been responsible January 30th onwards for the pattern of detentions that we've seen.
Well, do you take any heart in knowing that this is the military that is now running the country and seems to be acknowledging some of the demands of the protesters so that perhaps these detained people will be released?
I'd have to say we're cautious, and we need to really keep a close eye on how the military chooses to police the cities and to deal with activism and labor strikes, for example, which today it's just announced that it is banning. So moving forward, we'll want to keep a close eye on them.
Right. Today, Egypt's ruling military council issued a new communique calling on labor leaders to go back to work. But we know leaders of the opposition have also met with the military leaders. Have they directly expressed demands to release people who have been detained?
Yes, this was one of the priority demands that the youth leaders put to the military.
Well, the military also told those young opposition leaders that the military plans to submit a package of constitutional amendments within 10 days for approval in a national referendum within 2 months. But that didn't include the state of emergency, which is in effect and which allowed the Mubarak regime to hold people without cause. Do you have a sense of when that state of emergency might be dropped?
No, we don't have a sense, and that's why we're urging for the military to immediately announce a time frame for ending the state of emergency, which they've already committed to do after the end of the crisis. The Supreme Military Council has full authority to issue a decree ending the state of emergency. They could do so tomorrow if they wanted. Obviously, they have to deal with the fact that there are thousands, we estimate at least 5,000 detainees who remain detained under the emergency law. And for those detainees, they all need to be either immediately released or charged and tried in fair proceedings.
Heba Morayef with Human Rights Watch in Cairo. Heba, just if you could briefly tell us, we saw over the weekend images of people bringing their own brooms out into Tahrir Square to clean it up. What's the mood today? Are people generally going back to work?
People have generally gone back to work. There are still several hundred people who are out in the square, and there are still a lot of young people. I was in the square an hour ago. A lot of young people still sweeping, repainting the railings, even the pavements. It's really amazing the spirit of care for the city and for the square and its surroundings that's been expressed over the past few days. But generally, the city is really almost back to normal, apart from the terrible traffic jams, which are even worse than usual.
Yeah. A new normal. Heba, thank you.
Thank you.